This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz. Podcasting. It's easier than you think, and Free FM has everything you need, from help with initial planning right through to hosting and delivery across popular podcast platforms. Our content creators are just ordinary people delivering engaging weekly podcasts and radio shows on all sorts of issues that affect them, their communities, and our society. We're really keen to support new content by, for, and about a wide range of community groups and issues. Interested? Go to freefm.org.nz or see our Facebook page to find out more.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and also on Raglan Community Radio, ROFM down the Wairarapa, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers in Hastings. Hi everyone, it's Vanessa, your friendly local host. So I'm really happy to be in the studio today. So I apologise in advance, I've been a bit elevated lately, so I'm kind of having to come down, so I'm going to try really hard not to sigh at you a lot and try really hard to talk at a decent speed but not talk too slow. So it's going to might take a little bit more effort today. So, but what I'm going to talk about today is self-care, because obviously we've been talking in the past, like recently, about kind of goal setting and how to achieve some really good stuff, but kind of we're coming up to that really busy time of year. Like if you're someone who like celebrates Christmas or has a whole lot of stuff going on around Christmas, like it can be a really big time of year to have a lot of stuff go on for us. And I find actually just reminding ourselves of the things that we do that really look after us, really nurture us, can be a really good idea. So I'm going to talk all about self-care today. But before I get into that juiciness, I want to have a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health. Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't worry if you missed any of those contact details for Progress to Health and you think that those services sound like something that might be helpful for yourself or someone else you know. I do play the ad again at the very end of the show. So while you're listening to me talk about self-care options, grab a pen and paper and you'll be able to grab those details at the end of the day. So end of the show, not the end of the day. It's only like, you know, 20 minutes away. So self-care. So one of the things that I find is really good to get a reminder of is that we need to look after ourselves. We need to do some stuff. Sometimes I really struggle with trying to make sure I do the actual things that make a real difference. Like I talk a good talk, but quite often actually doing the actions is a little bit harder. So I find having things written down to remind me, have them on my phone, maybe having them set up to do with someone else so that like it's a little bit easier for me to put the mental energy and use the spoons up, use the energy up to do that thing because I know I'm supporting someone else at the same time. But some of the stuff, just like some of the most basic self-care, can actually just be having boundaries, like knowing what's important to you, saying what you're willing to do and saying no sometimes. It can be self-care. Some of the biggest self-care is actually just taking self-care. So like saying, this is self-care for me. I'm going to go soak in the bath for an hour and I'm just going to relax. Maybe it's, as I've done recently, is I cancelled multiple appointments on a day off that I had, that I have a regular day off, and I quite often end up just filling it with appointments and things that need to get done. And I realized I had no energy left. Like, I had no physical and no mental or emotional energy. And I was like, if I do all those things, I actually kind of wanted to cry when I started thinking about all the things I needed to do, because I just wanted to sleep for the day. And I did some self-care, and I actually went, hey, actually, hold on a second. I'm not trying to hide from my responsibilities. I'm not trying to get out of doing anything. These are all things that I chose to do for myself. Like, there would normally be like ways of doing self-care, because one was going to my physio and one was seeing my counselor. And I actually chose to not do those things because it meant I had more time to actually have a sleep in. And also I didn't have to spending the money on it because I'd cancelled like, you know, 3 or 4 days early. So it meant that I was actually able to just not pay for that. So I didn't have to worry about that. It was just actually a little bit of self-care by saying no to something. And there'll be other days where actually going to a physio an extra time would actually be really good self-care, because actually if my back's not feeling great and I've been working really hard, I need the extra attention. So it's about working out what works best for you. And it can be really hard because sometimes society and the people around us and kind of our upbringing or how we feel about ourselves or our internal dialogue tells us that we should not be focusing on ourselves. And if we focus on ourselves, we're being selfish. And it's like one of the biggest things that I find it was really hard to move out of was that concept of that I should feel guilty or shameful about wanting to like take care of myself to the detriment of doing things for other people. So if I say no to someone else because I want to stay home and rest, then actually I'm wrong. Like, that was a real thought process that I had, that I was quite clear that that was correct, like for a really long time in my life. And it took me having a breakdown to realize, actually, I need to stop sometimes. There is that whole idea of you can't pour from an empty cup. You have to take care of yourself first. Like, I realized that actually I had to do those self-care moments. I had to fill up my cup. I had to fill up my spoon, my energy tank, to actually be able to have some energy to put out for other people. If I didn't do that, I would have no energy to give out to anyone, and then I'd be a mess, and then I'd need other people to spend energy on me. And so I realized that quite often that whole self-care is looking after yourself is actually can be the biggest step. A, we're totally worth it. You're worth spending the time on yourself and doing that self-care. But actually also it can be self-care. It can be care for others, because if you're looking after yourself so you have enough energy and ability to then go support them, it means that they win, right? It's a win-win situation, because you're doing well and then they're doing well. And so it's like I have to kind of remind myself of that sometimes. I would be interested to know like how many other people have that kind of that thought pattern, that actually kind of we have to look after everyone else before ourselves. Like, I think it can be quite a common one for people with depression and anxiety, is that we have that negative self-talk about that we're not worth it. We're not the one that we should be focusing on. And so actually changing that mindset, changing that internal dialogue, changing the self-talk, I think is like a really wonderful step and an amazing ongoing self-care. So yeah. But I mean, there's some really basic stuff you could do as self-care. Like, so maybe it's just getting enough sleep. Oh man, I love sleep. My mum bought me a nightie that has Queen of Naps on it. I'm like, this is the bomb. This is completely correct. She's like, I saw it. I wasn't going to buy you a present. She'd gone away for the weekend. She goes, I wasn't going to buy you a present, but no, I totally bought, like, I had to buy you that. And it's so true. It's like, I like sleep. Sleep is good. But, like, not having enough sleep can make it really hard. So looking after yourself, taking some sleep, having a rest. Maybe it's enjoying the sunshine. Do you have seasonal affective disorder? Do you find that you're like me and I say I'm solar powered? Actually getting enough sunshine and coming out of winter, it's a really big thing. Like, getting enough sunshine makes such a difference. Are you just taking 5 minutes and just leaning against the outside of the car or wherever you are and just feeling the sun on you? if getting enough sunshine is something that's really important to you, it's like a real form of self-care. How do you do that? How do you integrate that into your life? How do you increase the likelihood of that happening? Because like sometimes we need to kind of trick ourselves into having the self-care happen, because actually we feel like, oh, I don't have time to go set time aside to go do that thing. So we need to kind of integrate it into doing something. So yeah. So maybe it's doing some exercise. Maybe it's going out and actually going for a walk and getting some fresh air and some sunshine and seeing some nature. And it's kind of combining a bunch of self-care stuff all together. Maybe it's getting a hug from someone. I have a lot of self-care around like physical affection. And it can make a really huge difference, like depending on who I'm around. Like, and it doesn't need to be necessarily a hug or a cuddle or intimacy. It's literally just sitting shoulder to shoulder with someone on the couch watching a TV program. We don't need to talk to each other. It's like just sitting close, like sharing space can make a really big difference. Is it having some yummy food? Is it cooking a really nice meal? Is it having someone else cook you a really nice meal? Is it you cooking a really nice meal and sharing it with someone else? Like, what is the, like, what is around food? Like, is it good that makes, kind of feeds your soul, makes you feel good? Is it about listening to music? Is it that you want to go for a dance? Is it putting on your favorite like album or CD or putting on Spotify or whatever you've got it? How have you got music these days? And having a lie down and just listening? Or is it dancing around the lounge with the lights out? What is it that makes a real difference? But talking about music, I'm going to have a quick break and we're going to take listen to a song. So have a think about kind of how you do self-care in your life. Like, what are the things you do that just make you feel that little bit better, right? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play us Jesse Sheehan, Sunshine, here on the Fighting Stigma Show on Free FM 89.0.
Today you're running free, red wine company. All I want to see is you in front of me. Yeah, 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 yeah. So good to be so lost, it's alright, got no cars. Stole my life with the bottle key, this time it's just you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. The sun shines for, the sun shines for, the sun shines for, the sun shines for you.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, independent community media. I'm your host today, Vanessa, and I'm talking all about self-care. Like, what are those things that you do that just lift you up a bit, that just help you kind of get through your day? Like, is it stopping and having a hot drink? Is it, like, going for a walk? Is it talking to a friend? Is it watching a movie? Is it petting a pet? Is it having some alone time? Is it having some time with some people? Like, what are the things that you do that can make a difference? And I always think it's really good, like, if you've heard me talk about Te Whare Tapa Whā in the past, like, it can be a really good idea to think of the, like, from the idea of Te Whare Tapa Whā. So mental and emotional well-being, physical well-being, spiritual well-being, and social well-being. And so you think about, what are the things that you do? What actions do you take that help those different parts of you? And so it's really looking at and reminding yourself that self-care is not selfish. It's not being kind of like greedy. It's actually essential. It's really important. It's something that we all need to do. Like, is there, like, do you want to, is it about surrounding yourself with, like, stuff that you like looking at? Is it having some beautiful art, having some nice flowers? Is it just tidying up your room so actually your space is tidy so you feel better? Like, I know sometimes one of my self-care is that I actually get myself ready for the next day. So I, like, make my lunch and I get my breakfast ready and I put up my clothes. So in the morning when I wake up, I actually, it's, my morning is so much better because I find mornings really hard. So, like, I self-care myself for the next day pretty much. Maybe it's finding a calming or really nice phrase or affirmation to say to yourself when you're feeling down, or having on your window or your mirror that you see all the time. Like, is there a nice phrase or a picture that you really like looking at that just makes you go, yeah, I can do it. I can get through. I can keep going. Is it about kind of letting go of expectations, whether it's your expectations or other people's expectations? And, like, just letting, giving yourself a bit of a break, like, just sort of letting it go a little bit and taking a moment just to go, yep, we will be, what will be, will be. And even if you can't hold onto that one for a long time, like, just even 5 minutes of, like, the rest and not having expectations could be amazing. And maybe it's actually, like I said, we're going outside. So maybe it's about going and being in nature. So is it going, are you someone who likes the nature of going to the forest, walking through the woods, having the nice grass or undergrowth under your feet, hearing the birds, and that just that quiet, amazing sound that you get when you're walking through the woods? Is it about going to the beach and having the hot sand under your feet and the sound of the waves and the smell of the salt in the air? Is it about going to a lake and going for a swim in nice, cool, crisp waters? Is it just going for a walk outside in the sunshine? And it doesn't matter where you are. Like, it's just fresh air is what you are after. Like, what is it that can make a really big difference? Sometimes self-care, as I said earlier, is about letting go, saying no to other people. So sometimes it's about clearing space in your calendar and kind of, like, just freeing up time in your diary so that you can actually look at, like, do I really need to be doing that? And am I doing that because I felt like I had to? Or am I doing that because it is of benefit, whether to me or someone else? Like, because sometimes we actually just need to say, hey, I'm prioritizing myself, so I'm going to say no to that thing. And sometimes we need to kind of look, check over what we've already said yes to, because sometimes we were at, like, for whatever reason, we thought that yes was a good answer. And now looking back at it, we're like, oh, no, that was not the best idea. So, yeah. Maybe it's just about writing down 3 things that you appreciate or are grateful for that day. Even if it was just one thing, like, just think about what's something you're really grateful for, because it can make such a huge difference being in that gratitude mindset, being in the space of thinking about, hey, it's going to be okay. This is good. This thing here is really good. So that's going to get me through. Maybe it's about actually doing a breathing exercise. I know that one of the things I'm facilitating a anxiety course at the moment, and one of the things I'm finding is just the regular reminders that anxiety is a big part of my life, and that actually stopping and breathing can be really, really important, and it makes all the difference. And actually just stopping. Is it doing a meditation? Is it going to do yoga or doing a sport? Is it, do you want to go play golf with a mate? What is it that you do? Is it you want to go down to the river with some friends and go for a swim? What is it that you want to do that makes a really big difference? So it's that thing of you gotta find the thing that makes a difference for you, because everyone's different. Because actually we can give, like, you know, you can find thousands of lists online for self-care options. I mean, if you Google self-care options, I don't even know how many pages you get. There's quite a few million. And it can be quite different how self-care looks in your life to how it looks in someone else's life. Like, you might read, say, some of those 4 million plus kind of options off the internet around self-care and go, wow, a bunch of those are not for me. And there might be other ones you're like, yeah, I haven't done that in a really long time, or I've never done that, but I want to give it a go. I think it would be really good. Because self-care is ultimately about being kind to yourself. It's about fueling the engine that is you, whether that's physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, socially, like whatever it is that you need to keep yourself going, to keep yourself trucking along and achieving the things you want to achieve and engaging in life and actually feeling happy and kind of, like, you know, well enough to actually enjoy life. That's what self-care is all about. So I really encourage you to go have a hunt and think about, like, what are some things that make a really big difference for me? I know that for me, spending social time is really important. Like, I do board games with friends multiple times in a month. I have time with friends that I just watch TV together. I think we're just about to finish a couple of shows that we've been watching. And it's just about finding the things that make a really big difference. And for a lot of people, having someone to talk to, having someone that they can just say, hey, this is what's going on with my day, I just feel a bit miserable. Never having someone say, hey, that really sucks, I'm bummed that you feel that way, but what can I do that help? Or just, I'm here to listen. And that can make a really big difference. But for some of us, we don't have that opportunity in life. We don't have those close people, whether it's just that we don't have that close friendship in our life currently, or they're a distance away, or there's a time component, like they may be overseas, so the time frames don't work, or like you generally want to talk to someone at 2 a.m. It's like sometimes needing, what we need for self-care is actually having some information about how can we contact someone, where do we go for things. So grab a pen and paper, because I'm going to play our support lines right now. So just write these down. I play these at the end of every single show, so if you miss them today, you can go and look them up on one of the podcasts, or come in and listen to us on Free FM 89.0 next Thursday at midday, and I'll play the support lines again then. So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7. So 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and, like, gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463. Now, as I said before I play those support lines, I do play this at the end of every show. So if you did miss any of those, you didn't manage to write down the details and you wanted them, and you're not able to catch us on Free FM next Thursday at midday, you can go listen on freefm.org.nz on the live streaming. You can also use TuneIn for that, or you can use an Amazon Echo device using the Free FM 89 Alexa skill, or you can get podcasts. So we've got a whole bunch of our shows that are already on podcasts. So it could be Apple Podcasts, it could be accessradio.org, it could be freefm.org.nz, and just look up Fighting Stigma. But that's pretty much all I have time for today. So thank you so much for joining us. It's just been really great. And thank you for listening to me talk all about self-care and about some of just a few, hopefully, reasonably good ideas about how we can start looking after ourselves. And just remembering that actually it's important to look after ourselves. You're not being greedy. You're not being selfish. You're just taking really good care. And it's really important to do that. And you're worth it. Okay. But from us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.